This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Good morning here, everybody, in Radio Land. This is the Wake Up Crew, John and Brian, here in the morning. Brian with his great Uncrustable, ready
John
to be
Brian
poured
in
into.
The morning.
Okay. Anyway, that'd be neat to have one of those little John and Brian in the morning.
I'll work on it.
If Dalton's ever fired from this show, we're going to change it probably to John and Brian in the mornings.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, we just changed the name completely.
I'm working on some jingles for us.
Well, I thought you were working on him getting fired. Okay, well, either way. It is Thursday. That's right. It's Throwback Thursday here, everybody. November 20th, episode 1793. And it's 7 days until Thanksgiving. Just a week away. That is a weird turkey. 35 days until Christmas.
Speaking of turkeys.
You called Santa Claus a turkey. You called our country insane yesterday, and now you're calling Santa Claus.
Man, I'm rogue.
You certainly are. MTSU hosts Sam Houston on Saturday at 12:30 p.m. airtime. That's the last home game of the year. High school football playoffs continue tomorrow on WGNS. And this weekend, Vandy hosts Kentucky. Tennessee is at Florida, and the Titans host Seattle. Big games for Vandy and Tennessee. Thanksgiving break is all next week for city and county schools. All week. Yay! Mm-hmm. Boy, why did they do that after I retired?
They thought you'd like it, I guess.
I may have had 1 year. I may have had 1 year. I'm not sure. But it's real close.
I don't know. I think this
retired
is only
in
2018. I think this is only the fourth year.
It's Throwback Thursday, of course, as we mentioned. And I don't know what we're throwing back today, but I'm sure Brian's got something, right?
I don't know. Like I said, I've been working on the Christmas jingle for the Wake Up Crew.
Oh, really?
This is it in its infancy. It's not finished, but let's see.
Merry Christmas from the Wake Up Crew on WGNS. This is the Good Neighbor Network.
Like I said, and it may not make the cut.
Here's another one. I think I like that one better.
I do like that one better myself.
They kind of a little bit sound like the Chipmunks. Can you speed it up a little bit and they'll sound just like the Chipmunks?
Maybe slow it down just a little bit is maybe the method. So,
got any more to throw at us this morning?
Let's see. Can't remember.
Joy in our hearts, festive magic in the air with every single moment. Let's show.
Sounds like Wham.
I know. So that one has a few more words to it.
Sounds
so.
Like Wham. That's pretty good. Okay. I know you've got plenty of jingles there. How about our song of the day today?
It's not as good as the jingles.
Oh, it's not?
No, I guess it is pretty good.
It's the one of only six TV show theme songs to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100. And this is called How Do You Talk to an Angel by The Heights.
Talk to an angel.
What TV show is that from?
The Heights. That was the TV show. I didn't
watch that show.
I didn't either.
I remember the song, though.
I mean, that was a very popular song. That was on the charts for 2 weeks in a row.
And it was The Heights?
Yes.
Huh. It must have been on Fox.
It was on for one season in 1992. Jamie Walters was in it.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of it seemed like it was a takeoff from Beverly Hills 90210.
I think that it was.
Something like that. And he was a singer.
It was an American drama, and yes.
Okay. Oh, now I remember it. Yeah.
And
I didn't watch it.
I think the group that he was in was The Heights.
Oh, okay. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
He was on 90210 before that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
He was a singer on that show. And I guess they just spin off. What we're looking at.
One season and 13 episodes.
Well, we've got a pretty good show for you today. If we can come up with a throwback, we're going to be just in great shape. And we're going to have a good show for you today. here on the Wake Up Crew. And don't forget, Thanksgiving break is all next week for city and county schools. Remember that. No school. You don't have to do anything next week, guys, except eat.
Mmm.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
Wish okay. I had that job.
Weather's coming up next. It's 617.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Fog possible in the area early today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 69 degrees. Wind southeasterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, chance for more showers and storms. Lows drop to 60. And then Friday, showers likely. Storms remain possible. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 53.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one. Probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread. Jars of sweet jam. From winter's chill to spring's sunshine. Every Friday, feel the spark. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to bloom the season. Sing. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
We're visiting with Jennifer Sanchez, manager of Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift at 1007 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
You're not just walking into just a big warehouse. You're walking into rooms. We've got a media room. We've got a boutique room. We've got a vintage room, a furniture area, kitchen, all that.
Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift.
Every day you go in there, I promise you it's changing.
Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift, 1007 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Online at steeredstraightthriftstore.org.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Martin Weiss.
In the NBA, Houston improves to 10-3, beating Cleveland 114-104. Alperen Şengün led the Rockets with 28 points, 11 rebounds, and 7 assists. The Warriors fall to the Heat 110-96. Golden State resting Draymond Green and Steph Curry. The Nuggets beat the Pelicans 125-118. Nikola Jokic with a 28-point, 11 rebound, and 12 assist triple-double. Derrick Queen had 30 points and 9 rebounds. Pelicans, 2 wins on the year. Opposite of that, Thunder improved to 15-1, remaining undefeated at home. They beat the Kings 113-99. Reigning MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 33 points. 6 players, including quarterback Baker Mayfield and wide receiver Emeka Ibuka, were limited at a Buccaneers walkthrough practice on Wednesday due to illness. And Eagles center Cam Jurgens missed practice due to concussion protocol. Per Pro Football Talk, the Bills are planning on benching wide receiver Keon Coleman again against the Texans. I'm Martin Weiss.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
621, we are so glad that you're with us here on the Wake Up Crew. John and Brian with you, and be careful, be safe, drive carefully out there. Want to get you to have a healthy, healthy Thanksgiving. Boy, don't you think the traffic, I think traffic's going to be a lot heavier because I don't know that people are going to trust airplanes.
True.
You know, with what's been going on. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Celebrate the magic of Christmas in downtown Murfreesboro. The annual tree lighting is Friday, December 5th, starting at 6 p.m., powered by MTE. Enjoy caroling, meet Santa, and witness the festive tree lighting. Celebrate Christmas in downtown Murfreesboro, December 5th. Now, a lot of things going on. You can also do some shopping. I'm sure that's going to be open as well.
Yeah.
I made a little tour of downtown when I was able to drive again. Mm-hmm. And I knew you were, it was Wednesday, so I knew I couldn't see you at the station. But so I drove around, and it's a pretty neat little square. A lot of eating places now, though. It's really...
More than you would think.
Run amok, really. I mean, it's a lot of eating places in Murfreesboro. And so...
Well, the downtown area is definitely, in the next 5 years, going to take a big change.
Yeah, and it's going to dwindle down here toward us.
Well, you've got that project here, where we are, that One East Castle that's been so long in the planning, finally has some forward momentum, I think. And if they do the renovation over where the old Commerce Union... Bank of America building. They're talking about renovating that whole corner right there. And if that happens, man, it's going to look different.
Just as long as we still have juniors.
Well, it's there for now.
That's the square. I mean, that's right off the square.
Yeah.
So, but I did notice, I thought it was funny. There are a lot of eating places, and it's got parking available, but I mean, there's a lot of cars up on the square now, you know, so. But what is it, 1 hour parking limit or two?
Just depends on which spot.
Okay, yeah.
There's two and there's one.
I know where the two are, but I don't know about the one. So
I think the twos are on the inner circle, maybe, of the courthouse.
Oh, okay. There's two down on the, as you go down by Maple Street Clinic.
Okay,
There's two hours around the outside of it, too. All right, our song of the day. No, our good neighbor of the day.
Excuse How about me. That?
Larry Creasy. Yes, sir. Today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for all he's done for Siegel High School over the years. And good luck wishes on his new job at the central office.
Yeah, good luck with that, buddy.
Larry Creasy will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS. And this Good Neighbor recognition is brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, honoring everyday folks who go above and beyond for others.
Well, if you want to send in a good neighbor of the day, you can text neighbor to 615-893-1450. WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor gets them here to us as well, and we'll make them the good neighbor of the day coming up. Don't forget birthdays, anniversaries, too, here from WGNS. Let's see, it is National Peanut Butter Fudge Day.
Hey, good. That's a good day.
Mm-hmm.
624.
Stones River Manor, the only faith-based nonprofit home for seniors in Rutherford County.
Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor offers independent living.
When you get to our age and you live in a house, there's always things that's got to be done. Living here, I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have a roof to repair.
Just what you want to do outside.
Start the journey. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard. Online at stonesrivermanor.com.
In retirement, it's all about income. Your money, making money, and you're not spending down your principal. That's the way we do it at Retirement Income Solutions. So if you're spending down your principal, or your money's not making money, keeping you ahead of inflation, check us out today at risolutions.net. risolutions.net. And make sure to join us Saturdays at noon and Sunday afternoons at 1 for Retirement Income Solutions Radio. With Nathan Cox and Lindsay Cotter.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. Tennessee's congressional delegation says McGee Tyson Air National Guard Base in Blount County has been chosen to host 8 new KC-46 tanker aircraft. The KC-46 Pegasus replaces the aging KC-135 fleet and offers greater refueling, cargo, and medical evacuation capabilities. The 134th Air Refueling Wing's commander calls the decision transformational, saying it will expand the unit's global mission for decades to come. After the federal government reopened, new work requirements for SNAP food assistance are taking effect. Adults ages 18 to 65 who don't have disabilities, don't live with children under 14, and don't work or train at least 20 hours a week could lose their benefits. Advocates warn the rule will force many Tennesseans to skip meals, including older teens and some seniors. The changes were signed into law by President Trump and could limit benefits to just 3 months over 3 years unless recipients meet the new work or training standards.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow. You sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Tennessee Historical Commission is now accepting applications for its annual Historic Preservation Awards open through December 31st. The awards recognize efforts ranging from restoration projects to publications and educational programs. Winners are celebrated each May. More information and applications are available through the Tennessee Historical Commission. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on the Wake Up Crew Thursday morning. We're trying to get you to work or get you to school, wherever you need to go on this Thursday morning. And want to remind you, Good Neighbor events are coming up, along with Rewind, Weather, Today in History, and our first look at traffic coming up as well. Oh, no crash. Okay.
Oh, okay. Look what you caused.
I wasn't looking. I'm looking the other way. If you are at retirement age, here are the most welcoming towns in Tennessee.
Ooh.
And I'm going to let you guess along with me, okay?
Is Murfreesboro on that?
Well, okay. We'll see. But it's not just for retirement. It's just seven of the most welcoming towns in Tennessee.
Okay.
What would you think would be number one on that list?
Ooh. Cowan, Tennessee.
Pigeon Forge. Now, I think it's welcoming, but I wouldn't want to live around that area, would you?
To me, it's too commercialized.
Yeah. It's convenient access, though, to Knoxville and, you know.
Yeah.
Winchester.
Well, I was in Franklin County. Cowan's in Franklin County.
Yeah. Well, Winchester's a nice little place. It brings you back to the days of when Tennessee was, you know, I always call it Tennessee was Tennessee.
The birthplace of Dinah Shore.
Wow. My mother went to school with her.
Is that right?
They were classmates. Yeah, she knew her.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's fun.
They have Timms Ford State Park over there in Winchester. The Oldham Theater is a charming spot. Quiet Mornings with Dew and the Cheerful Songs of Birds. I used to know what a bird sounded like, but evidently I don't anymore since we play that game. Loudoun, Tennessee.
That's also up in East Tennessee, near Knoxville.
Cherokee Heritage. They have a history tour downtown Loudoun. And it's close to Knoxville.
Is Monterey on that list?
Well, would you wait? Well, going the other way, Germantown. Germantown's a nice city right outside of Memphis.
I don't like this game.
It's not a game. Crossville. You ever been to Crossville? They've got the big shopping mall there, the Tanger Outlet Mall, the big one.
Yeah. Monterey's close to Clarksville. I mean, Crossville.
Fayetteville.
Really?
Yeah. If you can get there. Well, you can go over the mountains and get there to Fayetteville.
You don't get out of there.
It's a nice town. Lawrenceburg.
Yeah.
You've been to Lawrenceburg several times, haven't you?
Unfortunately.
It's got the Davy Crockett State Park.
And you can get Amish jellies.
Do you know what the median home value is in
Lawrenceburg?
Uh-huh.
$100,000.
Well, $119,000.
$119,000.
That's where a lot of people are moving to. I mean, people are moving to these places where you can afford housing. Farragut.
Yeah. Farragut would be like moving to Smyrna.
Yeah, I would think so.
In terms of size, because it's right outside of Knoxville.
Yeah. Aside from its tasty scenes and easygoing residents, Tennessee is reputed to be among the most tax-friendly states in the country. The volunteer state does not ask for a dime in income tax, a fact that ensures seniors keep the whole of their Social Security benefits. So
true.
The southern state offers a world of options, and, of course, the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. And, there, of course, there's Nashville. It's hectic, but, you know.
A lot of those were East Tennessee.
Right.
A lot of those were Middle Tennessee.
Yeah.
And there was only one West Tennessee.
Right.
In Germantown.
There's nothing going to Memphis.
No.
I mean, really nothing.
I'm surprised Bumpus Mills wasn't on that.
Oh, me too. It's time for Today in History. It's brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
1966, Cabaret opens at Broadhurst Theater, New York City.
Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book, and the broom. It's time.
In 1982, Drew Barrymore at age 7 hosts Saturday Night Live. 1995, The Beatles Anthology Volume 1 is released. That's an old Buddy Holly song there. 2001, Josh Groban releases his debut album, Josh Groban.
When every road has had its say.
In 2002, Die Another Day, the 20th James Bond film's released, and it stars Pierce Brosnan and Halle Berry.
Terrible theme song.
Yeah, Dalton will trash that movie. I think he has many times on this show.
Really?
And in 2015, 25, the third studio album by Adele is released.
Hello from the other side. I must have called 1,000 times.
He won the Grammy Award for Album of the Year and the Billboard Album of the Year. So a big hit for Adele, that album. Stay tuned. Brandon Brooks standing by. He's going to add to this list as we continue with the Wake Up Crew at
6:33. This is CBS Rewind.
November 20th, 1965.
You've given me a true love.
The Supremes at the top of the singles chart with
I Hear a Symphony.
This date in 1973.
Hello, mother.
Comedian Alan Sherman.
Hello, father.
Died of emphysema.
Here I am.
He was just 48.
Camp Granada.
And November 20th, 1976. Paul Simon hosted Saturday Night Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, my friend George Harrison.
And performed with George Harrison.
Here comes the sun.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
All
and that's Rewind.
Home, where my thoughts are sleeping.
Since 2013, the annual Progressive Keys to Progress event has provided deserving veterans with vehicles, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more about this program at keystoprogress.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Fog possible in the area early today, otherwise mostly cloudy. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 69 degrees. Wind southeasterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, chance for more showers and storms. Lows drop to 60. And then Friday, showers likely. Storms remain possible. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 53.
Good morning. Already a couple of accidents through the Hickory Hollow area this morning that's in their clearing stages. Right now it's just busy with that heavy volume of traffic on 24 coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Trying to get up through the Antioch area. Again, nothing too unusual. Just that heavy traffic that's pushing in from Murfreesboro. Now it's picked up down I-40, not only through the Mount Juliet area, but also on I-40 coming in from Dixon County. Hey, when you need dependable towing for a car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
I've got pests.
AmeriCare is Rutherford County's number one choice in pest control, and it's simple to see why. After calling 893-7111, their staff came to my house 8 years ago when I had an insect problem. They looked at the situation, showed me the areas, and what they'd recommend to resolve the problem. After treatment and with quarterly checks, I'm bug, critter, and creepy crawly free. Thanks, AmeriCare.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare, 893-7111.
Let's check those WGNS Good Neighbor events. There's a free concert at MTSU's Wright Music Building this Sunday evening at 8 o'clock. It includes Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite, along with Respighi's Pines of Rome, and the Prince Igor Overture and the Pirates of the Caribbean. Again, the free concert, 8 o'clock this coming Sunday night at MTSU's Wright Music Building. We're in the holiday season, and that sometimes brings challenges. There's a free grief support meeting every Wednesday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. That's Wednesday mornings at 10. The St. Clair Center is at 325 St. Clair Street in Murfreesboro. That's Wednesday mornings at 10. Give the gift of life, especially this time of year. Phone the Red Cross, 800-RED-CROSS, and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. And this is the final weekend to enjoy West Side Story at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro through this Sunday. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Woke radical liberals are screwing up this country, but Senator Bill Hagerty is fighting back. He backed one big, beautiful tax cut for working families, ending Social Security taxes for nearly all seniors, and taxes on tips and overtime gone. So call Senator Bill Hagerty at 202-224-4944 and thank him for backing working family tax cuts and putting America first. Paid for by American Prosperity Alliance.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Our time now is 6:39. Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. John and Brian with you. Don't forget, we've got the CBS Entertainment Report coming up. Matt Wolf standing by at 6:57 before CBS News. I wonder if Matt Wolf knows we do that.
Probably not.
Would you think he'd be like impressed or mad or want to sue us? Or
do you think that there's another station that probably does that?
I would think, don't you?
Yeah.
It just came right off the top of my head.
Yeah.
No, to do it. Which many of the smart things that happen on the show are my creation.
What was it that you came up with? What happens when, well, I don't understand.
When we do Matt Wolf and there's a, yeah. We got a guest joker today. Now, I know it's Daryl, but please, if you don't mind, be, you know, fair. Don't take it just because it's Daryl.
Okay.
Judge the joke properly. Here we go. I was offered a job as a noise pollution officer.
Really, huh?
Yeah, but I had to turn it down.
Why is that?
No, that's enough. That was the.
Whoops.
Oh, my Lord. 641. Sorry, Daryl.
CBS News Brief. Hours after new demands from Democrats like Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Pressure on the DOJ to release the full, unredacted files. No hiding, no game playing, no covering up.
President Trump signed a bill instructing the Justice Department to release all of the Jeffrey Epstein files.
Florida Congresswoman Sheila Sherfalus McCormick's been indicted for allegedly stealing money from FEMA. CBS's Scott McFarland.
Prosecutors allege a health care company she ran with her brother was overpaid $5 million in FEMA funds for a vaccination staffing contract. And Sherfalus McCormick used it for her campaign.
Global tech markets soaring thanks to a new earnings report from NVIDIA. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
NVIDIA earnings was said to be the most important day of the year for Wall Street. And investors are really happy about this. You look at the third quarter, they beat on revenue, they beat on profit.
Walmart has just reported booming third quarter earnings. CBS News Brief, I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Crews were hard at work on Monday on the Murfreesboro Square, assembling Rutherford County's new three-story artificial Christmas tree. The towering display now stands on the east side of the historic courthouse and will serve as the focal point for this year's holiday festivities. County Mayor Joe Carr and Main Street Murfreesboro Executive Director Sarah Callender collaborated on the decision to replace the aging Leyland Cypress, planted in 2018, with a more durable and dependable structure. Influenced by Columbia, Tennessee's successful use of a similar tree, Rutherford County is optimistic the new installation will bring added cheer and consistency to future celebrations. The lighting ceremony is scheduled for 5 p.m. on Friday, December the 5th. Meanwhile, the future of high school football playoffs across Tennessee will be under review this Thursday in Hermitage, as the TSSAA Board of Control meet to assess the new Division I playoff format introduced for the 2025 season. The board will examine feedback statewide and determine whether to finalize brackets for the remainder of the 2025 to 2029 classification cycle. In addition to football matters, the board will consider proposed bylaw amendments and new membership requests, including one from Dr. Paul L. Kelly, Volunteer Academy for the 2025-2026 school year. While not directly tied to Rutherford County, any changes from this meeting could influence student athletes and school programs in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and across the region, making the outcomes especially relevant for local stakeholders. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick format, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Since 1989, Franklin's Printworks has been Rutherford County's trusted partner for high-quality printing with fast turnaround and unbeatable service.
We love to do stuff for the community, for churches, for schools, for nonprofits. We love to get involved with them and partner with them every time we can.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks.
People know my name, they have my cell phone number, and they can be confident that we'll make sure it gets done right.
Visit PrintworksTN.com. Franklin's Printworks. Print local. Print with confidence.
Play an old guitar, 9:30. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy!
At McCabe Vision Center, we have added a full cosmetic line to the services that we provide.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Look 10 years younger. We have added laser treatments.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Whether it's a cough, a fever, or something you can't quite name, MMC Now makes care easy. Walk right in, get seen quickly, and your visit connects directly to your MMC doctor. Care you trust, with providers you know. with digital check-in and multiple locations around town. MMC Now is here when you need us.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. Metro Police are searching for 20-year-old Marcus Stanton, who escaped custody Wednesday while still wearing handcuffs. Officers say Stanton ran from an escorting officer outside General Hospital, where he'd been taken after claiming he ingested fentanyl. He was set to be booked on multiple warrants, tied to vehicle thefts, stolen firearms, drug possession, and reckless driving. Detectives say Stanton was arrested Tuesday night after fleeing a stolen Lexus and hiding in his attic, where more stolen items were recovered. Anyone who sees him should call 911 or Nashville Crime Stoppers. More than a year after a deadly Gallatin crash, a Sumner County jury has convicted Joaquin Pena Ramos of vehicular homicide by intoxication. Police say Pena Ramos crossed into oncoming traffic on January 28, 2024, hitting a Jeep Patriot and killing its driver, Brian Neville, who was on his way to work. After a three-day trial, he was also found guilty of a second DUI offense and driving on a revoked license. Pena Ramos will be sentenced January 15, 2026, and faces 8 to 12 years in prison.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Thompson Lane Library Branch in the Woodbine community will close for about 2 weeks from December 8th through December 20th while crews install new equipment. Staff say the upgrades will improve service, including a redesigned circulation desk that's lower, easier to see over, and partially height adjustable for self-checkout. The branch will also add an interior book drop. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:48. Hope you're driving carefully out there and watch all the stoplights and the buses and all that kind of thing as we get you here, get you safely to wherever you're going today. Morgan Freeman is 88 years old. He revealed his secret to longevity.
Morgan Freeman.
Good try. Inspired by Clint Eastwood's advice to not let the old man in. In other words, he remains active with upcoming film projects and enjoys golf, stating his appetite for work has only slightly diminished. So, keep active. Don't let the old man disease get you. Of course, Clint's what, 96?
Yeah. You know, if you've got all the money in the world, it makes it a little easier to just do whatever you want to do. You know what I mean?
I think you're right. I get tickled when I see the old reruns of Rawhide and I see Clint Eastwood because he is the only living person on that show. I mean, he's the only one still alive. All the actors that were on the show are gone.
I was watching, interestingly enough, Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
Was on with, what is the podcaster? Joe Rogan. And he was talking about his directing style, and he kind of took it from Clint Eastwood's directing style. And he said, everything in Sling Blade that you saw was first take. And the people most of the time didn't know that they were rolling. And in fact, he would say, you know, they're busy doing something else, trying to get the timing. Let's just run through it. But they would film it. And so apparently, Clint Eastwood directs like that a lot.
Yeah, I think James Garner told the story that he would, well, no, not James Garner, but Tom Hanks said Clint would talk to you on the set like you were talking to horses. You're like, whoa, that's good. That's good. That's a take.
I can't
real
tell
quiet,
you.
Yeah. Real quietly.
I can't tell you what Billy Bob Thornton said about the end of the take, but you know, whenever the scene was over, they'd just act through it. And he would say, that's enough of that.
Yeah. He didn't believe in, he didn't believe in doing a lot of takes, I don't think.
So. No. And he didn't. Billy Bob Thornton was saying that, you know, when you say action, people think that, you know, the best actors are those who aren't acting, that they're being themselves. But when you say action, it's like you have to be something else. And so both of them really don't do that as part of their directing, and that it makes a difference. And that Clint Eastwood refuses to say the word action. So, okay, let's go ahead. You know, stuff like that.
Well, I think it keeps the mood the same. Light. You know, instead of hitting a thing, you know, action, you know, that kind of thing. I do want, before we go to birthdays this morning, I did want to mention that I apologize for the dad joke that we just did for you.
That was mostly my fault.
But my inflection on the punchline wasn't as good as it should have been. And so
I'll take responsibility, John. It wasn't you. It was me.
When you asked another question, you only have to ask one question in a dad joke, Brian.
Well, I thought it was weird, but, you know, I'm on the giving side. I'm not on the receiving side very often. So,
yeah, you're horrible. You're horrible at the receiving side.
I thought it was, now that I understand it, a pretty good joke.
But my inflection was off, and I did want to apologize. Let me try it one more time. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was offered a job as a noise pollution officer.
Oh, yeah.
But I had to turn it down.
Wow. Now that was it.
The inflection part.
That hit.
So what would it be?
That slaps. I would say thumbs up.
Yeah. I thought it was a really good one. In fact, I don't think, that would influence your decisions.
Mm.
Yeah, so I'm not going to say.
But see, now I know what you were going to say.
No.
So you kind of just like.
I think they're all going to be terrible. How about that? Time for some celebrity birthdays. Paul, take it away.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
You noticed my reference to Paul.
I did. Yeah.
We're close. We're tight. I'd like to get him on the show. Isn't he going to do a gig in Nashville? I think he is, isn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, maybe we can get him to come up at the show.
Maybe.
Can you call him?
I've got him on speed dial.
Oh, do you? Okay. Mm-hmm. I hate for him to be in Nashville and not come here.
Yeah,
all right,
really.
Here we go. Birthdays, we got to do quick here. Robert Kennedy, 1925, American politician, of course, assassinated in 68. 1942, Joe Biden, American politician, elected U.S. president in 2020, born in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Come on, man.
In 1975, Dierks Bentley, American singer, born in Phoenix, Arizona.
I've been trying to figure out how a good thing went wrong. Faster than that freight train, farther than that airplane, sadder than a country song. Head down that highway, anywhere but my way, ever since you moved on.
And in 1977, this is one of my favorite singers, Josh Turner, born in Hannah, South Carolina.
It's the same. Burning your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory.
Everybody sing
in the Lord, I say.
All right, that's celebrity birthdays. Here are their local birthdays for you. Mary Glass, Judy Hinton, Brett Bronson, John James, Pat Mason, and Larry and Stephanie Creasy have an anniversary. Boy, it's Larry's day, isn't it?
Boy, is it not?
Yeah.
You can add your name to the birthday or anniversary list by calling or texting 615-893-1450 for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday and Anniversary Club.
All right, Josh is going to lead us on out. It's coming up on time for the weather, our last look at the weather here on the 6 o'clock hour. More of the Wake Up Crew to come. It's 655.
It's worth the pain.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Fog possible in the area early today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 69 degrees. Wind southeasterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, chance for more showers and storms. Lows drop to 60. And then Friday, showers likely. Storms remain possible. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 53.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Good morning. As it starts to load up with more volume in the last 15, 20 minutes, there was a car up against a wall out here in the Hermitage area. Be careful. It's 40 westbound just before you get to Donaldson Pike. Again, it's already heavy coming down through here anyway with all that traffic pushing in from Wilson County, the Mount Juliet area headed towards Nashville. Again, a little bit slow because of this stalled vehicle on 40 westbound before Donaldson Pike. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Through Sharing Change, MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits. Find out more how your spare change can make a difference at sharingchange.org.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat ReStore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat ReStore.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Look, try the Habitat ReStore. We have used appliances.
Hey, we have refrigerators, microwave, gently used washers and dryers.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
You will leave a store humming.
Whether it's a cough, a fever, or something you can't quite name, MMC Now makes care easy. Walk right in, get seen quickly, and your visit connects directly to your MMC doctor. Care you trust, with providers you know, with digital check-in and multiple locations around town. MMC Now is here when you need us.
CBS Entertainment, the gate is open once again.
Of that, I am certain.
If you're nostalgic for late 90s, early 2000s sci-fi, we've got news. A new Stargate series is coming to Amazon Prime. Based on the iconic TV show Stargate SG-1 and its two spin-offs, and of course the original Stargate movie with Kurt Russell that was a surprise hit back in 1994. Plot details are being kept under wraps, no release date yet.
Alphaba, they're coming for you.
And in droves, Wicked for Good, the sequel to last year's Wicked, drops Friday. The estimated haul for the weekend, $150 to $180 million. Grab those broomsticks. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:58, and it's Larry Creasy Day, to be honest with you. He's a good neighbor, and he's got an anniversary. He could win banana pudding and flowers.
The double dip.
The double dipper. That's right. Larry Creasy, today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day, for all he's done for Siegel High School over the years, and good luck wishes on his new job at the central office. He's going to be in charge of the secondary education.
That's what I hear.
Larry Creasy is going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS. And this Good Neighbor recognition is brought to you, as always, by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, honoring everyday folks who go above and beyond for others.
Now, be sure to tell Stephanie that if he tries to give the flowers that he got for Good Neighbor of the Day for the anniversary, you know, watch out for that, Stephanie.
I'm just saying. That could happen.
Yeah. Add birthdays and anniversaries to our list. You got about a half an hour to get them in. 615-893-1450.
With the law offices of John Day on your side, we understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Stay tuned now for the news coming up at the top of the hour. It's 7 o'clock on the Big G.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Trump signs Epstein bill.
We will continue to follow the law with maximum transparency.
NVIDIA invigorates tech world.
The most important day of the year for Wall Street.
Olympian turned drug kingpin.
The State Department is offering a $15 million reward for information leading to his capture.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Overnight, President Trump said on social media he signed the bill that passed Congress, compelling the Justice Department to release the Epstein files. As CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports, there still could be hurdles ahead.
Attorney General Pam Bondi is promising maximum transparency.
We will continue to follow the law, to investigate any leads. If there are any victims, we encourage all victims to come forward.
She now has just 30 days to release all unclassified records and investigative materials related to Epstein. Those could include flight logs, witness interviews, and immunity deals, and other information that could reveal who had sex with were massages from the hundreds of underage girls allegedly trafficked by Epstein and his co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell.
We think every name should come out. Everything. Everything. There should be no cover-up.
But the new law also allows Bondi to withhold information that could jeopardize ongoing investigations. And just last week, the DOJ launched one at Trump's request into some high-profile Democrats tied to the financier. Former federal prosecutor Tom Dupree warns that means key details could be at least temporarily withheld.
In fact, arguably, they could be some of the most important documents in the file.
Overseas, the U.S. Army Secretary is visiting Ukraine, and there are reports of a new peace proposal from Washington. Here's CBS's Ramey Innocencio.
Shrieking Russian missiles slammed into western Ukraine on Wednesday, just as the U.S. Army Chief Dan Driscoll arrived in Kyiv. The White House chose to send top brass from the Pentagon to force the Kremlin to notice, a U.S. official told CBS News. One day after the U.S. greenlit a more than $100 million package to upgrade Ukraine's Patriot missile interceptor systems. Amid reports of a new 28-point peace plan drafted by President Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff and President Putin's envoy Kirill Dmitriev, but not including Ukraine. It calls for Ukraine to abandon territory, give up long-range weapons, and shrink its army.
Back here at home, there's fresh economic data from two major companies, Walmart and NVIDIA. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
Chipmaker NVIDIA reported third quarter earnings very strong of $57 billion in revenue, beating expectations again. Demand for its chips, those are the building blocks of the AI industry, is off the charts. Now, there's no sign of AI spending slowing down, but this news doesn't alleviate fears of an AI bubble. And companies may be spending billions on NVIDIA chips, but it doesn't mean those businesses will return a profit. And meanwhile, Walmart just announced its earnings this morning, also beating expectations. It even raised its forecast for the rest of the year. Remember, the retail giant is often considered a bellwether for the average consumer. These results say the consumer is still spending, even if looking for deals.
CBS's Scott McFarland tells us the Justice Department accuses a Florida Democratic congresswoman of using FEMA money for her 2021 campaign.
I'm Sheila Sherfulis McCormick, Democrat for Congress.
When Sheila Sherfulis McCormick was running for a seat in the U.S. House in 2021, the Department of Justice says the Democrats stole $5 million in COVID-19 disaster funds to support her congressional campaign. A federal grand jury indicted Sherfulis McCormick and several co-defendants Wednesday. Prosecutors allege a health care company she ran with her brother was overpaid $5 million in FEMA funds for a vaccination staffing contract. They say the company received that money in July 2021 and Sherfulis McCormick used it for her campaign. The funds were routed through multiple accounts to disguise its source, they say.
A former Olympic snowboarder is facing charges in connection with the murder of a federal witness. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Accused drug kingpin Ryan Wedding is still on the run, and the charges against him are piling up. The former Olympic snowboarder, who competed for Canada in the 2002 Salt Lake City Winter Games, now faces new accusations that he helped orchestrate the January murder of a federal witness in Colombia.
He used a Canadian website to post photographs of the witness and his wife in order to locate him, which ultimately succeeded.
11 other people are in custody related to the case. Wedding was indicted last year in connection with a transnational drug trafficking operation. Prosecutors allege he used Southern California as a distribution hub and funneled drugs from Colombia to the U.S. and Canada with the help of Mexican cartels.
Wedding is on the FBI's 10 most wanted list and is believed to be hiding in Mexico. 5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The prosecution of former FBI Director James Comey hit more trouble yesterday. The Justice Department acknowledged in court that the full grand jury did not review a copy of the final indictment. Comey's lawyers are asking a judge to throw out the case. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
This was a self-inflicted wound by the Department of Justice by appointing as the U.S. attorney in that district somebody who had no experience in federal criminal prosecution and certainly not in dealing with federal indictments and grand juries.
A police officer in Akron, Ohio, is under investigation after he shot a man he thought had a gun. The mayor says it appears he was not armed. CBS's Meg Oliver.
Akron police have now released body cam video of an officer arriving at the scene. He spots a man who matched the description from the 911 calls.
Stop where you are. Get your hands out. Get your hands out.
The officer threatens to shoot if he doesn't get down.
Get on the ground. You're going to get shot.
Then, within 25 seconds of getting out of his vehicle, the officer fires more than a dozen times.
The man is being treated at a hospital. Well, CBS's Allison Keyes tells us a new report looks at how we're feeling about democracy.
Brad Rourke at the Kettering Foundation says this extensive study of how Americans view democracy finds that most think it is the best form of government, but
people feel that democracy is not performing as well as it should be.
He says part of that is because of the feeling that
people aren't reflected and heard
in democratic institutions around them. The poll also finds that 80% of Americans still believe diversity strengthens the nation and reject political violence.
Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
You could think you found your dream home online. The kitchen island looks perfect for your inner chef. The backyard, a paradise for your green thumb. And that extra room, hello walk-in closet. But here's the twist. The lot next door just got rezoned for years of construction. And this sound, yeah, you're going to be hearing a lot of that. Don't let your dream home turn into a nightmare. Work with the expertise and ethical training of a realtor here to guide and help protect you from the surprises you didn't see coming. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, right by you.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams.
One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. Things, people, love.
You're up to date with the latest news, updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. Let's get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for making us a part of your morning. It's the Wake Up Crew continuing our second hour here from News Radio WGNS. First things first, a check of traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by our friends at Toots.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Fog possible in the area early today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 69 degrees. Wind southeasterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, chance for more showers and storms. Lows drop to 60. And then Friday, showers likely, storms remain possible. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 53.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Drive EV program has resources for members who would like to learn more about all aspects of EVs. MTE is developing programs and educational materials to answer member questions. Learn more at driveev.com.
Good morning. Here's what we're seeing. Heavier traffic volume. And it's starting slow, actually, here on 65 South at Trinity Lane like it normally does. Here's where it's gotten heavier. That's 24 westbound up through the Antioch area, Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway, all that traffic pushing Union right now from Murfreesboro into Davidson County on 24 up through the Antioch area. Hey, when you need dependable towing for a car or a truck here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out first. Get to know them at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
SRM Concrete is the largest ready-mix producer in the country, yet is still family-owned and operated. Locally grown, nationally known, SRM delivers unmatched quality and service. You call, we haul. We're SRM Concrete.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Luke, if you only knew the power of listening to The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett on News Radio WGNS.
That's right, the power of the dark side.
Welcome back into the second hour.
You okay?
Wake Up Crew, yeah, I guess. I don't know why I've been doing impressions the last couple of days.
Days?
You paid me a compliment the other day and it went to my head.
I did?
Yeah. I know, it seems so unlikely. It's episode 1793 of the Wake Up Crew. Guess what? 7 days until turkey time. All the turkeys going to go into hiding here pretty quick. Christmas time, 35 days away.
You got all your Christmas presents in and wrapped?
No.
Oh. Yeah, it's a little early.
I don't know how I'm going to do all that.
My grandkids are going to New York with their mother.
For Christmas?
So I'm giving them money.
Okay. Is this like a pre-Christmas trip or?
Yes. No, I'm not sure. Maybe at maybe after. No, it'll be pre.
Okay.
Because I imagine there'll be basketball.
Just to go to New York, huh?
Yeah. It's only like a couple of days, though. I think they're going to fly.
That's nice.
So.
Let's see. Thanksgiving break is all next week, by the way. City and county schools are out, so kind of keep that in mind. Thanksgiving has become a week-long thing now. I mean, people getting out of town, and especially with the flights being all backed up and stuff, should be interesting. But Middle Tennessee football, their last home game, your last chance to see the Blue Raiders on Saturday. 12:30 airtime here on WGNS. Football playoffs high school-wise continue. This weekend, Vandy will host Kentucky. Tennessee is at Florida. The Titans will host Seattle. And then, we're just a couple of weeks away from the SEC championship and college football playoffs and all that. So
then you'll have a month in December that hardly anybody plays till Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, they'll get all their games in. Then there's like a three-week, you know.
Well, there's always the Camellia Bowl.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Do you watch any of those bowl games?
Don't.
I don't watch any of them. I really don't. I get so busy with Christmas and stuff.
I did watch the playoffs last year.
By the way, you showed me a picture of your tree. It's really beautiful. I was very impressed.
Well,
it doesn't look like a half tree.
It really doesn't.
No.
Now, if you come in the house and you start looking for it, but
yeah,
just up against the wall, it's almost like an optical illusion. Because you even just looking at it in the room, you can't tell that it's up against the wall unless you just really think about it and realize
right,
it.
Right.
You know. But
it does the purpose. It serves the purpose. It's decorative.
Yeah. Did you know, the message on the text was proof of life. You know, like Dalton said, oh, really? You put your tree up already? Well, yeah, I did. And I sent that same one to him.
How long did it take you to put that tree up? 2.5 minutes?
Well, so I moved the chair that was in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I took the clock that was off the wall and put it away. And then I drug the tree in there. And then I had to go back to the back room to get that little bottom wicker thing. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of the cover and plug it up. In between that, I did sweep and mop the floor. So 10 minutes to do all that.
Yeah. Wow. Working hard at Christmas.
And I decorated, but I did it early. It's the first time ever that the tree's been put up before Thanksgiving.
I don't know what prompted that by you.
Well, when I was babysitting Little Bit, she came over and just looked at the tree. It's like, aw. So, the lights and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, when you say Little Bit, I don't really think of Lena as little bit.
Well, that's true. She's wearing 9-month-old stuff.
Yeah.
She's 6 months old. So.
It'll slow down a little bit.
Yeah. Well, she's just... I've got this little... it's not a jumper, but it's... I don't know the exact term for it, but it's a little activity center that you sit them in, and they can do all these little activities in it. Well, she is more fascinated with my dogs than anything on that activity thing. So she will... Now, this is crazy. At 6 months old, she will stand up and stand on her tippy toes and look over.
See what the dogs are doing?
To see what the dogs are doing.
Be honest. Have you had a day where, oh gosh, I'll be glad when mom and dad come pick her up?
Last week was a little hard because she got a little cold and she was a little on the grumpy side. But we powered through. It's not long.
Do you rock her?
It's just a few hours. I rock normally, so she probably likes that part about it. But she sat with me, and we watched Dancing Fruit with Christmas music for about 5 minutes.
You ever fall asleep with her?
No, I have not done that. She's gotten much better by taking a nap, too, so that's good.
Do you have instructions?
No,
they don't leave you instructions of when to do this and when to do that?
No, I usually ask, you know, she eating normally what she does and that kind of thing. So, but no, we have a good time. She's really fascinated with the dogs, though, because she lives at home with one that looks like a dog, but it's much bigger. So it's like, this is my size dog.
Yeah, yeah. They're like little toys.
Yeah. So it's pretty fun to watch. But anyway, I did want to make mention, John, Nerney alert, Nerney alert, Nerney alert, Nerney alert. The penny no longer in production.
Ooh, thank goodness. Never have to worry about them again. Now, what are they going to do? Go up? If you gift cash, they're going to go up a penny or two? Or
I think that's the thing. You're going to round up to the nearest nickel. Merchants plan on rounding prices to the nearest nickel. Often a penny or two more. So
most people will appreciate it. I'm sure there'll be somebody out there that'll go, where's my 2 cents or something like that?
Yeah.
But
and there are still pennies in circulation, so I don't know. There's going to come a time when there aren't enough in circulation that
they can give you a penny back.
They can't do that. Yeah. And so it'll be rounding up. So I would think anything that's 1 or 2 cents over, they're going to round down. And anything 3 to 5 cents, it's going to round up to the nickel, closest nickel. But anyway, no more penny nernies. Here's sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Martin Weiss.
In the NBA, Houston improves to 10-3, beating Cleveland 114-104. Alperen Şengün led the Rockets with 28 points, 11 rebounds, and 7 assists. The Warriors fall to the Heat 110-96. Golden State resting Draymond Green and Steph Curry. The Nuggets beat the Pelicans 125-118. Nikola Jokic with a 28-point, 11 rebound, and 12 assist triple-double. Derrick Queen had 30 points and 9 rebounds. Pelicans, 2 wins on the year. Opposite of that, Thunder improved to 15-1, remaining undefeated at home. They beat the Kings 113-99. Reigning MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 33 points. 6 players, including quarterback Baker Mayfield and wide receiver Emeka Ibuka, were limited at a Buccaneers walkthrough practice on Wednesday due to illness. Eagles center Cam Jurgens missed practice due to concussion protocol. Per Pro Football Talk, the Bills are planning on benching wide receiver Keon Coleman again against the Texans. I'm Martin Weiss.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Woke radical liberals are screwing up this country, but Senator Bill Hagerty is fighting back. He backed one big, beautiful tax cut for working families, ending Social Security taxes for nearly all seniors, and taxes on tips and overtime gone. So call Senator Bill Hagerty at 202-224-4944 and thank him for backing working family tax cuts and putting America first. Paid for by American Prosperity Alliance.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm Attorney John Day.
My wife Joy and I love dogs and have one of our own. But we've also helped people who have been injured by dog bites and dog attacks, as well as bicyclists who crashed after a dog attack. You need to know that the dog owner may have insurance to help pay medical bills and other expenses because of a dog attack. If your loved one has been injured by a dog, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation.
Does your home need freshening up? Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. We do painting, new flooring, anything that you need. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Farrah Construction offers high-quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. For home restoration at a price you can afford, Farrah Construction can get the job done, no matter how big or small it is. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 722, it's the Wake Up Crew from WGNS, and we head over to the Villages of Murfreesboro. Barbara Duran joins us, the dietary manager at the Villages of Murfreesboro. And this is, it's coming up on your time to shine real big and show off a little bit this weekend. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning. And that's absolutely right. I just can't wait.
So the big holiday meal, the big Thanksgiving meal is coming up this weekend, I hear.
Yes, we're going to have roast turkey, baked ham, cornbread dressing, mashed potatoes with gravy, sweet potato casserole, green beans, deviled eggs, dinner rolls, cranberry salad, and assorted desserts from coconut cake, pecan pie, pumpkin pie, and some decorated sugar cookies.
Mmm. Got a lot of good desserts there, too, it sounds like. And so let's go through. I mean, you've got many of the old traditional staples there with the turkey and the cornbread dressing, not stuffing, but cornbread dressing, right?
Yes, that's totally a different thing.
Yeah, it is definitely different for sure. So yes. when someone calls it cornbread dressing, you know that they're from the South here and know how to cook dressing.
Born and raised.
Is there a secret ingredient in your dressing?
Yes, I follow my grandmother's recipe, and her name was Mama Belle, and I've talked about her before, but I was learning how to cook for Mama Belle since 8 years old, standing in a chair, and I've got all her recipe in my mind from growing up and watching her do it.
Here you're taking maybe a recipe for, you know, 10, 15 people and multiplying that for like hundreds. How do you do that?
Yep, you just... If you've got the common recipe, you can always multiply that if you've done it over and over. You could make that for 3 people or 1,000.
Takes a lot of cornbread, I'm sure, for that. I'm sure being now Thursday, you've been prepping for this Thanksgiving meal for a while, I would imagine.
Yeah, we're actually, we brined our turkeys overnight. We're roasting our first 4. Today, and then we'll be pulling them and cutting them and getting those ready, and then we'll brine the other 4, and these are like 25-pound turkeys tomorrow, and then we'll cook them after they've sat overnight, and we'll do those tomorrow.
So
step by step.
200 pounds of turkey, sounds like.
Yeah. Yes.
So you have to, for your cornbread dressing, you obviously have to make the cornbread too. So, I mean, I'm sure you've made so much cornbread, it's unbelievable for this.
Yeah. You have to make several sheet pans. I don't know how to describe it to the average person, but sheet pans are a large tray. And you have to do, with that tray would serve about 50 people. So you have to do about 5 of those trays. And you have to make sure it's real good and dry so it absorbs all the good flavors from the onions and the celery and the chicken broth and everything that goes in it, the sage.
Yeah, got to have that good old sage. Mm-hmm. So one, the big, you know, one time of the year that that gets used, it seems. But so you got the holiday meal on Friday tomorrow. It's tomorrow evening for memory care, and then you've got residents and family all coming in on Saturday, I guess, right?
Yes, we'll have two seatings. Mm-hmm. Two seatings.
Well, that sounds like all kinds of fun. So the Villages of Murfreesboro doing it upright. We're talking with Barbara Duran, the dietary manager there. And in our last couple of minute and a half or so, you were telling me before we went on the air about you found some walnut trees on the property.
Yes, and I'm so very, very excited. One day my staff and I was outside and I was looking in this tree and I didn't have my glasses on and I'm like, are those hedge apples? And no, they weren't. I walked over there and I saw them and I'm like, oh my God, black walnuts. So I found three black walnut trees, which also goes back to my childhood of my grandmother had those and we used to have to hull them and dry them and then crack them and pick them. So I said, this will be an awesome thing for Christmas because we could call it the Villages Black Walnut Fudge.
All right.
And it's special from their property. Yes.
So you got ingredients right there. And so you're going to make lots of fudge out of that. I may have to slip over and get a little piece of that.
Mm-hmm. It'll be worth it.
So you're planning on doing that during the Christmas time here.
Yes, you have to dry. If anybody knows anything about walnuts, you have to hull them, dry them, wash them, crack them, pick them. And you have to have hammers to crack them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. So I guess you're going to have to get some folks involved in helping you get those prepared.
Yes, my staff is all about it. They are really, it's built good. They were like, this is great. We get to pick walnuts for, and I'm like, yeah, and it causes us to build a better team too. And the stories behind them.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? And be able to tell the residents that and everything. So very cool. Our visit today with the Villages of Murfreesboro has included Barbara Duran, the dietary manager at the Villages. Don't forget, find the Villages at 2550 Willow Oak Trail. That's out between Medical Center Parkway and Wilkinson Pike. Right here in Murfreesboro.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Ramona Ewald at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
I enjoy reading and I belong to the book club here. And we read a different book every month, and then we get together and discuss it. And I have a good appetite. I do like the food.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Woke radical liberals are screwing up this country, but Senator Bill Hagerty is fighting back. He backed one big, beautiful tax cut for working families, ending Social Security taxes for nearly all seniors, and taxes on tips and overtime gone. So call Senator Bill Hagerty at 202-224-4944 and thank him for backing working family tax cuts and putting America first. Paid for by American Prosperity Alliance.
Clark Hawks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Whether you're buying or selling a home or commercial property, the auction is just so much easier, quicker, smoother.
My wife and I sold our personal home. The house brought about 20% more than we were going to ask for.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, on this Thursday at 7:30, it's episode 1793 of The Wake Up Crew, and some birthdays to celebrate today.
Yeah, here's the list of birthdays for today. Mary Glass, Judy Hinton, Brett Bronson, John James, Pat Mason, and one anniversary. Larry and Stephanie Creasy have an anniversary today.
Well, happy anniversary to them. Happy birthday to those, including our friend Miss Mary Glass and everybody celebrating. If you didn't hear your name, if you've called or texted this morning, we're going to add it to the list that we announce here in about a half an hour. If you know someone celebrating on this 20th, let us know by calling or texting at 615-893-1450 for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club today.
At the Law Offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we could help, call me, John Day.
Check of the weather and traffic coming up.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Fog possible in the area early today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 69 degrees. Wind southeasterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, chance for more showers and storms. Lows drop to 60. And then Friday, showers likely. Storms remain possible. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 54.
One is just dragging along down through here in Millersville right now due to an accident on 65 southbound at the 101 mile marker. And further on down around the 98 mile marker is still slow as well. Again, just slow go trying to get down from the north right now on 65 southbound. There's a little bit of fog out up through there as well north of Nashville. It's still building 24 westbound up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro. Hey, Stein Dental Care in Nashville. 355 star wonderful Google reviews. Stein Dental Care in Nashville. Give them a call. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A newly released report from Middle Tennessee State University warns that proposed 50-year mortgages would only worsen the nation's housing affordability crisis. The Consumer Research Institute at MTSU found that while such loans slightly lower monthly payments, the long-term costs are overwhelming. For instance, a $300,000 home would accrue over $403,000 in additional interest, offering just $40 in monthly savings. A $400,000 home would cost over $537,000 more in interest, with only $54 in savings and staggering 31 years to pay off the first $100,000 of principal. The report emphasizes that borrowers would remain in debt far into retirement, paying primarily interest for decades. In Tennessee, and especially in Middle Tennessee, affordability concerns are intensifying. Median home prices rose 2.2% year over year, with Middle Tennessee leading at $487,000. Mortgage payments across the state have soared 125% since 2021, with Middle Tennessee again bearing the highest cost. Meanwhile, Smyrna celebrates the arrival of the Cuman Math and Reading Center, an international program focused on academic success through daily practices and individualized learning. State Representative Mike Sparks welcomed founder Ankit Patel to Rutherford County during a recent segment on WGNS's Rutherford Issues. Patel's educational philosophy mirrors the continuous improvement model developed by Dr. W. Edwards Deming, whose influence reshaped global manufacturing. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on a Thursday from News Radio, WGNS. And it's time for a little throwback here this morning, Throwback Thursday.
Do you remember these?
All right. Where are we going with Throwback Thursday for you, John?
Oh, you're going with me first?
Yeah.
I thought we'd go with you first.
I can.
Oh, that's okay. I'll go. I've got a couple of items here,
okay.
Or at least one. How many remember when you had the ice trays and they had the little handle on them and you pulled them up to break up the ice cubes?
Yeah.
And then you would put in your glass that way and you had like... Some people had like 30 of them in their refrigerator, in their freezer. And you remember that?
I do.
Vaguely. Then they went to plastic where you could pop them.
Right.
Out, you know. But I had the actual metal, you know.
So I remember the metal had the little metal dividers. And when you pulled the handle up, it allowed it to break free from the metal. And then you would dump it into a bowl or something like that.
Right. Some people still use them. They may have an ice maker or whatever, but they still keep the extra ice on the side, and they use them still.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is the old bottle opener. Remember the old bottle opener?
Yeah.
And very used very seldom now.
Most things twist top.
I think people that drink beer, I think some of those, you know, you have to pop. And we used to have a bottle opener outside.
Mm-hmm.
That stood on the side of the house, and you would go out, and you'd have a little bucket down at the bottom, because you need to keep the caps, because you could get, you know, refunds and money back on your bottle caps.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I yes.
You barely remember. I guess it's barely was still going on.
My grandparents' house, they had one, and of course when they ran the hatchery, I remember a bottle opener. I think it was a Coca-Cola bottle opener, actually.
Yep.
And it was, you know, screwed into the wood, and you just pop it out.
And do you remember when cigarette lighters were in cars?
Mm-hmm.
You'd pop it in, and then, you know.
Yeah.
And my mother would always freak out, like she didn't want me to ever touch it because, you know, it would, well, my brother said it would blow up the car. But my mother didn't want me to burn myself.
Right.
But I just thought that was so fascinating how that thing would, you know, light.
And if you, you know, push it in and a few seconds later, pop out. And
yeah.
Ready to go.
Yeah. It was kind of a neat little thing, but, of course, we don't have them anymore.
When you were talking about that, and I was talking about, you know, those bottle openers being screwed in, here's something that is kind of a throwback. Straight screws, not the Phillips screws, but with the flathead screws.
Yeah.
Don't use those anymore.
No. They're all either you can do either one, right?
Yeah, they're usually Phillips.
Yeah.
Phillips head now. And they've got a few other kinds, but those straight screws are really hard to screw in because they always slip out.
Right.
But if you see any of those, they're usually from a long time ago.
Yeah, old hardware store or something that still has some left.
Or like if, you know, the staircase, the rail here at the radio station, there are straight screws, but they've been in the wall for years.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, thought I would mention kind of a place here in Murfreesboro that I don't remember. All I remember from my younger days is seeing the smokestack at the intersection of Broad and Memorial Boulevard around Haynes Lumber Company. But that's where the old Carnation Milk Plant used to be.
Oh, yeah.
And it was one of the big employers here in Murfreesboro at the time when it was open and doing business.
It's funny how businesses come and go.
Yeah.
You know, like the Coca-Cola bottling plant. Of course, the main one of them is like in Atlanta, the main headquarters. And
then
I think Manchester or Tullahoma has a bottling plant.
Tullahoma, I think.
And it's interesting. I go by there to play golf sometimes, and I'll see it and go, wow, Murfreesboro had that at one time.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder what the reason was or whatever. And sometimes it's logistics. Sometimes it's other.
Of course,
I didn't drink Carnation milk, so, you know, it didn't make a whole lot of difference to me.
Right. Well, I mean, as a kid, I remember that being, you know, a sign that you were in downtown Murfreesboro.
Yeah.
But
that's true.
The plant wasn't there when I was a kid. I think their heyday was 40s and 50s. back during that time. But
so how do they make carnation milk now?
Somewhere else, I guess.
Somewhere else, okay. Yeah.
Well, that's a little throwback. If you want to share some throwback ideas with us, just hit us up on the Wake Up Crew podcast page.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread, jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks, flavors that shine from winter's chill to spring sunshine. Every Friday, feel the spark. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to boomless seas and sing. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
At the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 7:42 as we put a close here on this Thursday edition of The Wake Up Crew with Brian and John. Larry Creasy is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day, nominated for all he's done for Siegel High School over the years, and good luck wishes to him on the new job at the central office. Larry Creasy, who just, I mean, this was just a coincidence, happens to also have an anniversary today, but happy anniversary. I can't believe Stephanie has to put up with that. But Larry Creasy receiving flowers from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and your good neighbors here at WGNS. If you want to send in a good neighbor like Mr. Creasy today, you can do that by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor gets it here. Today's good neighbor recognition brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and honoring everyday folks who go above and beyond for others.
You know, that's going to be rough for Stephanie Creasy.
Oh, you know
it
is.
I mean, he doesn't have ball games to go to now. I mean, he's going to be home.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sorry for
her. I hope he talked that over with her.
Maybe he's going to also work at the Sitco at night or something. Down at the Speedway. Don't forget our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric Power, the Wake Up Crew, and they are proud to serve this incredible community and are thankful for you during this Thanksgiving season, a trusted member. May your Thanksgiving be full of blessings and joy. Happy Thanksgiving from Middle Tennessee Electric.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
This one from Daryl Rigsby. I was offered a job as a noise pollution officer.
Oh, wow.
But I had to turn it down.
Replay. Thumbs up, solid joke.
So I'm going to take partial blame for the fiasco at the 6 o'clock hour.
Well.
But tomorrow is another day.
It was earlier. That was one less cup of coffee. So I was more alert this time around.
So yeah, you were.
Yeah. So
you thought you were taking like a whole vacation from dad joke, yes. But you had to.
I had to actually had to play a part.
Yeah.
I'll be more alert tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
I'll drink a little.
I got
extra.
A good one tomorrow.
Oh, do you? Okay. Well, looking forward to that. So, what have we learned?
Well, we talked about the places to retire in Tennessee.
Surprised that
Loudon, Pigeon Forge, Winchester.
Surprised Bell Buckle wasn't on that. Or
well, you know, it's not that big. You know, it's not like a town.
Yeah. Yeah. Crossville was on the list.
Crossville, yeah. I've been to Crossville. I've actually stayed a few days in Crossville.
Do you know I have not visited a place in my life that I thought I could live here?
Hmm? What?
Have you ever visited and been to a place on vacation or anything that you say to yourself, I could live here?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't ever.
Yeah. There are a lot of people who live at Tim's Ford Lake.
Yeah.
You know, they settle in there. I've always, and I liked my time when I went to Manchester and went to school there. I didn't enjoy my time in school, but I enjoyed the town.
Now, you all live there?
I did not live there. My brother lived there, so I spent weekends with him.
Oh, okay.
But now there's if you keep going, there's a Logan's, there's a Walmart, there's a whole lot more to Manchester than it looks like.
Yeah.
So
that area is experiencing a lot of growth. Because the people who can't stay here or don't stay here, they're moving on out.
Right. So just except when the summer, when they have the, you know, big
Bonnaroo.
Yeah.
What a mess. Well, John, we also learned today that there was a TV show called The Heights that was kind of a spinoff of 90210. And one of only six TV show theme songs to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100 was from that. And I remember this song. How do you talk to an angel? Reached number one on November 7th, 1992. Was there for 2 weeks, actually, too. So there you go. That's our song of the day. That's it for this Thursday edition. We'll see you in the morning to wrap up the week. Hope you'll join us then. It's like trying to catch a
fall. Checking your Rutherford County weather. Fog possible in the area early today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 69 degrees. Wind southeasterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, chance for more showers and storms. Lows drop to 60. And then Friday, showers likely. Storms remain possible. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 54.
I'm a single mom.